in the wonderful world of Willy Wonka, there is no terrorism unless one considers the terrorism of Willy Wonka himself, who was a menacing figure in both the book and the movie, but in a way that was just, or at least he never seemed as though he was out to ever really hurt anybody. And that's the interesting tension, I think, from seeing the new movie. And I saw it with my kids yesterday, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp. And I know you haven't seen it yet, Mel Stewart, but as director of the original movie, perhaps you can speak on that a little bit. I always found Gene Wilder's portrayal of Willy Wonka to be a little scary, but he was never creepy. Mm-hmm. And the Johnny Depp presentation is a little creepy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen Depp. The whole point is when you make a movie, you can't film the book. You have to film a screenplay.
Right.
And contrary to what anybody might say, Roald Dahl wrote the screenplay. So obviously he had a great deal to do with what we eventually wound up with. The key change that we made in the book was, in the book, Charlie has a father. In the screenplay, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, there is no father, because both Raoul and I wanted to create a relationship between Gene and Charlie, that Gene finds a son or a son figure, and Charlie finds a father figure. And that is probably the biggest essential change, and Raoul went along with it 100%. So I don't know what he would think of the new version, since he died quite some time ago.
Well, you know what's interesting about it, and I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but there is still that theme that runs through the new movie, but it's actually kind of done in a different way. I guess, though, back to the idea about how Gene Wilder portrayed Willy Wonka. I mean, there are parts when he originally, you know, scared Peter Ostrom, the actor who played Charlie Bucket, by telling him that he had lost everything and he must leave the factory and all that stuff. I mean, he really intimidated me as a kid. And I remember thinking that I didn't like him at all. Get away, you mean, scary Willy Wonka. And then, of course, he turns out to be this wonderful guy. But as I understand it, actually, that was something which Peter Ostrom didn't know. Either the actor hadn't been told exactly what Gene Wilder was going to say to him.
Yeah, well, that's the point. For instance, I never let the children see the chocolate factory when they opened the door. The first time we opened the door, I wanted to get their reaction to see what the factory looked like, as though it would really happen in real life. The same with the final scene with Gene. It was Gene played it secret as far as Charlie went, so when the scene ran, you got the exact reaction as which somebody would have, including, for instance, the ride down the river. Nobody knew that Gene was going to go to such crazy lengths and screaming on the first take there. And it was just a surprise, and I think it works. It works for the audience, and it actually works for the actors.
I like that story about how Gene Wilder said that that he would love to be Willy Wonka if he was allowed to do that little somersault he does at the beginning of the film, where he pretends to trip and then roll down the red carpet.
Yeah, well, that was all part of the general thinking that you mustn't know what Wonka is up to. Everything has to be a surprise. And what could be more of a surprise than seeing the supposed hero of the film come out looking like he was crippled and then do a somersault, a front somersault? I got two German, we did the film in Munich, I got two German stuntmen to have him perfect a front somersault. Just think of standing up right now and falling forward and doing a somersault. Not very easy.
No, not at all. And yet you did have problems finding German Oompa Loompas.
Right. The Oompa Loompas, there's not very many little people in Europe. So we got one from Turkey and one from Malta. I mean, there are a lot of little people in Europe, but not as actors.
Right.
And came from Malta, Germany. And the chief Oompa Loompa happened to be British, who played Shakespeare. And when I knew he had played in Henry IV, I knew I had my lead Oompa Loompa. And we sort of, by pantomime in different ways, got them all together to do the same thing. They were very cooperative.
Yeah, but they didn't. Only a few of them spoke English, which made it harder, didn't it?
Pardon me?
It makes it a little harder to direct an Oompa Loompa if he doesn't speak English.
That's right. But we only had money for eight, and we didn't want to bring any from the United States. So, but they were so cooperative that we just did stuff by pantomime, and they all got it together.